At least 58 people now dead, more than 500 people wounded.
17 fires burning right now in the state, 5,700 structures destroyed, at least 35 people dead.
I mean, this was a massive church just outside of San Juan with a congregation of 3,000 people. Maria just shredded this building.
ISIS released a new video today showing the execution of 21 Coptic Christians kidnapped in Libya.
Two suicide bombings killed more than 40 people on one of the holiest days on the Christian calendar.
North Korea fires yet another missile, but Pyongyang claims this one will be able to hit the U.S. mainland, striking cities like Los Angeles, Denver, even New York and Boston.
They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
The world seems so unstable, so insecure. Everything is changing way too fast. But there are some things that are steadfast, things that never change: God and His Word. Randy Reams is pastor of Kindred Bible Church in Nampa, Idaho. Join Pastor Randy now as he shares truths from God's unchanging word.
Men today need older men to show them how to be men. But too many men are quitting early. They're retreating to a cleft, to a cave. We'll talk about that more. Our problem is this: society keeps changing on us. Now let's back up to your grandpappy or your dad, depends on how old you were. This is what you looked for in a man: provider. That's what grandma was looking for. Somebody can keep the farm going or start a farm and work hard every day and provide. It didn't matter if he shared his feelings or not. Matter of fact, he can go storm the beaches of Normandy, come back and never talk about it. But that's okay. He's a provider. But then the rules changed. The rules change on you along the way. Now if I open the door for the lady, I can do that myself. Oh, you just want to shove it back in their face, don't you guys? If they say that, okay, here, let me close that for you and let you try it. A man finds it difficult to continue to do what he thinks he does not do well. So let me put it this way. Why do I have to be a good man when she enjoys being one too? When you take pride, ladies, in what he used to do, he feels useless. Today, there was a time, being strong and muscular and protective and the athlete and all those kind of things, that was a domain of men. And I'm not saying women can't be that. I don't argue that. But today, women will take pride in being the superhero and saving the man. So guess what the man says? Well, I guess there's no reason for me to do that. Let's go real. You back up in a movie somewhere, John Wayne. Every woman he tried to save would always sprain her ankle, and he'd have to carry her. They've changed the rules now. She's supposed to carry you. And then you're going, wait a minute. Dad, what's manhood? Is it carrying or being carried? Is it providing or being provided for? Is it being strong or crying and sharing my feelings? I'm confused, Pop. And today, when a man believes, and this is, now I'll give an example. I don't do the laundry right. I set it on the wrong temperature. I put the wrong stuff in it. I put the wrong colors with the wrong thing. So guess what I have done, guys? Stop doing laundry. So I know that seems a little odd, but if a man feels like he's not doing it well, he won't do it. That'll be his tendency anyway. But we're not supposed to give up, men. Men are not drawn to critics. Men are not drawn to critics. What are men drawn to? Praise. Ladies, you think when you're out of your caring, motherly, true heart, like you would show your child the right way to do it, when you show him that he's not doing it right, you do not draw him closer to you. See, you're wanting to create this relationship thing where we feel close, and it's you going, why'd you mow the lawn like that for? I like it better with the stripes going the other way. You're just sharing your feelings. That's fair. And you know what he does? I think I'm going fishing today. I know, here's the problem is the world tells us we have to change. The world tells us there is no male, no female. Men don't think and feel a certain way. Women don't think and feel a certain way. It's the same. Well, you don't have to be the brightest fellow around. All you can do is live life a little bit, and you figure out that's wrong. Men are drawn to praise. Okay? We perform best when we're told we'll do well or are doing well. Now, ladies, listen to me. I will watch you with your sons. Lily, strike! 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 Good job, Junior! Good job! Way to go, Junior! He just struck out. Why are you doing that? Because you know, he'll go out there and try again when he gets your praise. But then a husband mows the lawn, the stripe's going the wrong way. What would happen? You say, good job, honey, way to mow the lawn. I'm serious. I hate to tell you, we're all somebody's little boy. We are, and you're somebody's little girl. Okay? We still respond to the same things at 54 that we did at 5. Remember the 5-year-old brings you the picture on Mother's Day? It looks like an octopus. It's you and me, Mommy. And you put it on a refrigerator. Dad walks. Hey, look at the picture Junior made for me. Ladies, maybe it's about time you started realizing there is a little boy in there. And it's not just his toys. We'll talk about that too in a moment. And I got to say, if you don't understand this in your boys, ladies, he will go find that approval somewhere else. If it means join a gang, as long as somebody's going. Now, did you notice how much I said to Bill? He knew what I meant, though. They'll get on computer games and play with people from around the world to be the best guy. He'll let you go up and blow his leg off so you can put a medal on him. I'll lose a leg if they put a medal on me. Yeah. Assume, yeah, okay, he's got up from the recliner, and I know that's hard enough right there, but he got up from the recliner, and he's gone out to the car. You've gone to Costco, all right? So he's got a giant-sized jar of peanut butter under this arm and one of those boxes they put everything in this arm. And he walks in the house, and he's setting this down on the counter. You go, oh, baby, look how strong you are carrying that. What's he going to do the next time out of the car? Yeah, he's going to have 2 boxes and 2 giant bars. See, we laugh about that. But ladies, if you will recognize that, you'll get a lot more done. And I probably, dawn to praise. I thought that was come out right. But we're moving to the next one. Keep his secrets. Isn't that the next one? That means don't tell him either. See, this, I'm going to be straight with you. I've done this a long time. He finally opens up and shares his riddle. And in the next 3 arguments, see, you're not keeping a secret. You're letting it out. And you know where he'll go? A cave. You've got to keep his secrets even between the two of you. And here's one of the reasons why, if I got it. A man will not fight a battle he cannot win. Thus, Elijah, he just took on all these prophets of Baal, right? You remember the story. Fire comes down, consumes the altar, right? One woman makes a threat. What's he do? I'm out of here. Because you can't hit a woman. You can mock the prophets of Baal. You can even, he does, he kills them all. But you don't hit a woman. That leaves one tool, the mouth. And I always lose that one. What you doing, honey? Nothing. What you thinking, dear? Oh, nothing. What you watching, honey? Nothing. Me and my dad call? We haven't talked to each other in 6 months. It takes about 2 minutes. Yep, nope, that, this. My mama calls. We will not want to fight a battle we cannot win. So David recognizes Saul has an army, and it's just him. He goes, lives in a cave. Eventually, he gets 300 or so other rugged men that are hiding in caves too, whose life's falling apart. You read that. And he gets a little more boldly now that he sees maybe he has a chance. You say, what about Goliath? Yeah, but he knew he wasn't alone in that one too. That's why you don't see a guy 5'7" in a bar picking a fight with a guy 6'5". That's why on the football field, that small skinny guy out on the end doesn't run in here and hit the big guys. He can't win that. That other guy's bigger than him. So I'm not going to join in the fight. So ladies, here's what you got to convince him to do. You got to convince him of this. It ain't a fight. Samson will kill a lion, take on multitudes of Philistines, but run from a woman that hurt him. Elijah the same way. Ladies, you got to recognize this, and I don't think I have a slide on that one real quick, is we do not speak the same language. We do not speak the same. You might as well come with me over to Asia and talk to somebody who speaks Khmer that's in Cambodia. You might as well do that, ladies, because he ain't getting it. But likewise, you're not either. We speak different languages. I've heard this criticism, and I don't like it either necessarily, but we've all watched the football game where the guy runs off the field and somebody hits the other guy in the butt, right? Does he say a lot? What's he saying? That a boy. I don't think if I came up and squeezed my wife's arm, she'd probably go, ow, what are you doing that for? Okay, or any of my girls maybe in that sense. All right, we speak different. Ladies, when you are worried about something, you tell us about it. But you circle the plane around the landing strip for about 15 minutes first. Here's the problem, though. Men want to do what? Fix it. So we try to address the problem while you're still circling. Okay, really? So we're addressing the wrong problem. Sometimes you do want it fixed. Sometimes you just want to get it out. I understand that. But because you tend to circle, men don't tend to circle. What were you doing, Bill? You idiot making that call? Plunk football, okay? Why? What are you that for? Kind of stuff. That's the way we work. You hear it around young men as they banter back and forth, almost call each other names, stuff, and the girls are going, I don't understand this. My daughters say that. I don't. What do you boys do, Dad? We speak different. We think different. You ladies tend to process, and this is important, tend to process verbally. Men process in seclusion. Okay, so Monday you're telling him, this problem with the kids, and you're just going to have to do something about this, dear, because I just can't take this anymore.
Yes, dear.
Don't you care? You don't care what goes on around here? And his mind's just going, give me 3 days alone and I'll figure it out. Comes back on Thursday. You know that thing we were talking about the other, and he just starts talking out of the blue. And you go, what are you talking about? Because you're busy making a spaghetti, okay? Because he's had to get that way and think that through his head for a while. I'm skip my slides, they get me off. Listen to me, he'll retreat to his cave to think. If he does not find an answer, he will not come out. So let's say he does stick his head out of the cave and says, honey, what about? He goes right back in the cave. And this whole time when you're trying to deal with the kids and life's hard and it's struggling and it's difficult, you're wanting him to come out of the cave, right? You're wanting him to engage. You're wanting to feel like he's standing next to you. But he's trying to figure this out. And if he feels there's no solution, even if he's 13 years old, he'll stay in that cave till he's 35. I've ran into a lot of boys like that. Now, here, ladies, what you're going to see is when he retreats to the cave, you think emotional detachment. Because he tries to make decisions without the emotions. To him, they get in the way. For you, for you, they help. At least you think they do. Anyway, they help. But for us, we got to get the emotion out of it to think. And my daughters do this to me. Dad, A or a B?
B.
Well, why B, Dad?
What do you mean, why B?
Well, why B? Why not A? Because you said pick one. Well, no, I mean, what were you thinking and feeling about the
feeling? What do you mean feeling?
You said pick, I picked. That's it. No reason necessarily. Let's say going out to eat after church. Chinese or Italian?
Italian.
oh, you don't like the Chinese restaurant? No, I didn't say that. My wife does it to me. Dress A or dress B? Dress B. I thought you liked dress A. I do. Well, then why'd you pick dress B? Because you said pick one. We detach the decision from any emotion, and then sometimes even opinion. That's huge. You think it is emotional detachment, because when you see emotional detachment, you say this: he doesn't care. That is not true. He just makes decisions differently than you do. I can see Samson's mom. He did what with the foxes? What was he thinking? Why didn't he just come to me and talk to me about it? Hey, as a coach, I use that. There are some guys, you get them upset and angry, they hit the other guy really hard. Other guys don't, and you had to know the difference. But Samson takes the whole rest of this story, the whole rest of Samson's story is this guy getting over this one hurt. It's not Delilah. The rest of the story is he gave his heart away over here, and he got hurt. And God says, I'm going to take what you are naturally, a man, and I'm going to let that way men handle things, and I'm going to turn that around in a way to bring deliverance. The problem is, ladies, that means there's some kind of war. And girls, women don't do war like men do war. Just remember that if he gets in that cave, we'll call it an emotional one. It can be a literal one. It's working on the old Chevy out in the garage. It's going fishing every other weekend. And he becomes more detached. He doesn't see a solution. Just like when here he is, he's given the riddle out, and she comes back for 7 days. What's the only solution to that, guys? Yes, dear. You hear that too often, ladies. You're going to have to go find a cave because he's going to be there somewhere. Because his only solution to your continual coming back. Now, that's a positive thing, too, by the way. Remember the parable of persistent widow in prayer? So that has good parts to it as well. But you keep coming back to that, okay? And he never finds a real solution. All he does is, yes, ma'am, that fixes it for now. Here's the riddle. Go ahead. And then he's going to head back to dad's. Then he's going to head to a cave, and he's going to start killing people. Not literally. But he starts killing relationships. I don't understand why you just don't connect with Junior. This is the time of life you should be. He's 14. You should be connected with him. Maybe because everything he did when Junior was 6, you told him was wrong. That ain't the way you change that diaper. No, come on. When you do that, you got to do it like this. No. I don't bathe him there that way. No, there's nothing wrong with that. Being a mama, caring about your kids, and wanting to make sure. But you just got to realize what Samson's like. Eventually, he'll carry away your gates of your city. And you'll be open and vulnerable to an enemy. Because he responded like men do. Now, men, we're supposed to not do that. There are times when we just have to, I'll say suck it up. I don't know how else to say that. You ever ridden on a motorcycle with two people? Okay, so you're coming down the road. Here, coming to the corner, I'm the driver. You're the passenger. I'm coming to the corner, and I start going in the corner. What do I want you to do? Lean with me. You lean the other way, lady. Because you think he's taking the corner too fast, and you lean the other way. There's a crash coming. When he saw you and said, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, I see somebody that can lean with me. I see somebody that can fill in those parts where I'm missing, not tell me where I'm missing them. That's what he's looking for. Now, we all sort of laugh about some of this stuff, but now I'm going to speak to the men. Some of you men are in that cave, and you ain't come out in a long time. Because maybe people on the outside of the cave hurt you. Maybe when you come out of the cave, you don't think you could do anything right. But all you're going to do is end up in constant warfare. And like Samson, you'll probably die early. I don't mean necessarily physically. I'm talking about spiritually and emotionally. You become a hermit emotionally, spiritually, disconnected. This is where I'm going to call on that other side of your manness. Shut up and suck it up. But ladies, if he comes out of that cave, well, let me put it this way, ladies. How do you draw him out of the cave? Praise. That'll draw him out of the cave. If you criticize the fact that he's in a cave, he'll just go deeper into the cave. He shouldn't do that. He should care. You don't understand it. His brain doesn't work like yours does. When you ask him to behave like you think he should, you're asking him to do what he cannot do. And what do we already say about a guy when he feels like he can't do something well? He won't do it at all. In our world today tries to tell us there's no difference, but all science tells us there's difference. But you've got to recognize, ladies, it's not wrong when he shuts up. It is not wrong when he pulls back a bit. It's not wrong when he goes into seclusion. It's not wrong when you speak to him and he doesn't jump right now. He has to have his way of doing it. Otherwise, you're going to have a guy setting the fields on fire, carrying away the gates and killing Philistines, which is great until it's your house is burnt down in the process. You men have to do this. You have to go to God to get out of the cave. Guys, let's be straight. We're not even good at telling God how we feel. We tend to pray in facts. 3.56 people do this, God, so I'm asking you to help out with this. The budget is $8.75 behind, God. I wish you'd step in and help with the budget. I mean, in our mind, that's the way we think, the way we pray. Guys, you're going to have to stop that and say, God, I need you to heal the hurt that has become anger in me. God, I need you to heal that thing inside of me. I'm not asking you to change my wife. Uh-oh. God, change me because I don't want to be distant from my wife. I don't want to be detached from my kids. I know this, God, I can't change my kids or my wife, but me and you, we can take on Goliath. Me and you, God, Jesus, we can walk on water. Me and you, you know what? I can do this. And please, guys, you'll get it. You'll understand it, guys. I don't need them to do it. You do, but you got to tell yourself you don't. You've got to learn to come out of that cave. All right? So I'm going to ask you, ladies, how many of you remember, oh, I've got to be sensitive here. Ladies, when you were growing up and physically things begin to change and you feel really uncomfortable, and that summer is your first summer and through that period of time, and everybody's going swimming. Now, what you really need is somebody to point out, when you walk out to the lake, the pool, you really need somebody to point out this place where you feel vulnerable, right? No, you don't. Well, hopefully you have a dad that tells you you're amazingly beautiful. Ladies, when he comes out of the cave, that's what he's going to feel like. He feel like you just took off all his armor. He's standing in the garden naked and saying, girl, you're me, I need you. How you respond, ladies, when he comes out will set the tone for everything after that. So I'll give you one more story to sort of wrap that up. If you remember David, all right, I was at Ziklag, and he's treated poorly by a fellow, and he's going to go attack this fellow. And before he gets there, the guy's wife comes out. Anybody know this story? Brings an offering and praises David. Man, you're an amazing warrior, dude. You're incredible. This isn't his wife. And he says, oh, then I won't attack the guy. When God basically gets that guy for what he did against David, who does David marry? That woman. What do you think that is? He didn't have enough wives already? There's nothing in the Bible to indicate it was a physical. But this woman understood a man. in the middle of the time he was hurt, because if you know the story, everybody's carried off, and we're in the middle of David's hurt, and his men at one point are really willing to kill David themselves. He's a hurting man, and one woman comes along and affirms him. Let's stand. I know that's not my typical exegetical process, but I still thought it was good. Father, our Heavenly Father, we give you praise, O God, because in your word we learn so many lessons. But Lord, for some reason, you ask us to call you Father. When Jesus taught us how to pray, he told us to call you Father. Some of us haven't done the best job at that, of being one, God, and we haven't necessarily represented you well. Father, in our hurt, instead of saying, forgive them for they don't know what they do, we've ran. We let our fleshly nature take over. God, I pray for those men that are in a cave. In that area of their heart, they're hurt. Lord, I ask you to give them the strength. Come by your Holy Spirit and empower them to do what they cannot do on their own. That they would become vulnerable and walk out of that cave. Lord, and I pray for the ladies in their lives. They won't say things like, it's about time. That you've shown them today, God, how you made men and how we do this together, united as one. Father, bring restoration to relationships by the power of your Holy Spirit, brought on by the preaching of your word. And let it all be for the glory of your name. Amen.
This is Pastor Randy Reams of Kindred Bible Church in Nampa, Idaho. I want to thank you for joining us today for Truths from God's Unchanging Word. This broadcast is an outreach ministry of Kindred Bible Church. I'd like to invite you also to visit our website, kindredbible.org. There you can listen to today's broadcast as well as previous broadcast. If you're being ministered to by the broadcast, I'd like to encourage you to let us know. You can email us at info@kindredbible.org, or you can write to us at Kindred Bible Church, P.O. Box 32, Nampa, Idaho, 83653. And I'd like you also to check us out on Facebook. Look at us over there and give us a like. So again, I want to thank you for listening to Truths from God's Unchanging Word.